original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
David Friends. How's it going, beautiful people of the world? We are here today to help you.
Got you on my mind again tonight.
This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen, co-host Kevy.
Hello.
How's it going, everybody? As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. You want to get it out, you talk to us. You can email me with your problems, issues, concerns, anything else that's on your mind, as a matter of fact. Email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Or, guess what, guys? You could even call in live on the show if you want to. The whole world is listening.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can do that.
You should do that.
You should do that, if you want.
Talk to us.
Talk to us. Tell us what's on your mind. What are you thinking about today? Is there something troubling you? Are you just happy? Is everything great? Awesome. I don't care. No, I'm just playing. We do care. This is why we're Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Dave and Friends.
Teen Trends.
With Dave and Friends.
There you go. All right, guys. So today, we got a bunch of emails. I don't know. It's interesting. Some weeks we get different emails regarding different things. And then some weeks we just get a bunch of emails that are my boyfriend or my girlfriend sometimes they're about sex. Sometimes, this
school.
And that. School.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This week's been somewhat of a more problem-y week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, there's something going on in the universe to where people, they need our help.
Yeah.
Well, later in the show, we're actually going to be talking a little bit about technology. Kevin and I were talking, and we got into a discussion. We're sitting in my backyard having a cup of coffee, and we got into a discussion about the future of technology. Is it good? Is it bad? Where is it going to lead us?
How far will we go?
What's going to happen?
Will we advance?
Will we have robots doing our dishes? Robot, go do that.
Okay.
Stop telling me what to do.
Will there be a robot apocalypse? I don't know. Hopefully not. That would suck. I wouldn't like that. It's like some iRobot stuff.
Yeah.
Like Will Smith. He's cool. All right. So, later in the show, we're actually going to be touching on the technology. I want to start off with the emails so I can get back to you guys, so I can help you guys with whatever's on your mind, because that's what we like to do. Let's start. Dave, I am 19 and he is 20. We basically live together. I'm only dating him. And he says he's only dating me, but why does he say he's not ready for a relationship? Thanks, Lisa. Well, 19, 20. So you guys, you're adults, pretty much.
Yeah,
you're 19, 20. Yeah, you're pretty much adult. You are only dating him, and he says he's only dating you. But why does he say he's not ready for a relationship? Well, first of all, let's define the term relationship. That's what I would say. A relationship is a commitment between two people to provide love and support, as well as, you know, fulfilling emotional needs for each other, you know. There's a lot of love given back and forth, and the two people have a healthy respect for one another. Does that in any way describe your dating arrangement with him? If so, you let us know. You can email me back at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com, or you can even call in if you want, if you're not too embarrassed. It's okay. We love you.
Call in, Lisa. I think the big word there is commitment.
Commitment.
Relationships are definitely a commitment, and I feel like, well, I've known guys who have done this to girls. Like, I talked to my girlfriends about it, like friends who are girls,
yeah,
about their little guy problems.
Kevin's 17 different girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
Go on.
Anyways, so I would say in this situation, the guy is doing one of two things. One, he likes to see you, but he also likes to see other people. Or the other would be that he isn't ready or doesn't have the time to commit to something serious. Whether it's like maybe he doesn't have time in his schedule to have a permanent girlfriend,
right,
or
right.
maybe he just has the time to see you once in a while, whatever it may be.
Right.
It's, I would say it's one of those two.
You know, also there's, you know, I've, God knows I've had certain relationships where, you know, I just have way too much going on in my life, you know. I have way too much going on in my life to say, like, hey, I can make a commitment, and I can stick to it, and I can do it, and we can be happy, you know? Like, yeah, we're happy, but, you know, it's like, hey, like, can you, you know, like, let's, I want to see you, like, let's hang out. I would love to, but I have an exam tomorrow, you know? Or like, oh, I'd love to, but I'm going into work in 30 minutes.
Or I'd love to, but I'm hanging out with my guy friends.
Yeah, you know?
It all depends on how you want to split up your time, how you want to manage your time, because when, if this guy is thinking in the sense that he wants to have, like, enjoy himself, and if enjoying himself is hanging out with his guy friends, or, you know, like, it's just hard to sometimes fit a full-on relationship into his schedule.
Right. The thing that strikes interest within me is, you basically live together. I don't know if that means, like, you know, you guys, like, have an apartment together. No, basically, I think that more implies, like, they're always over, like, at each other's houses and, you know. Because it says we basically live together. And usually people that basically live together, you know, there's commitment there.
Yeah, there's definitely commitment. That's odd how he doesn't want the title.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's very odd.
You know, I do have a belief, though, that sometimes titles can mess things up. I've always had that belief that the idea of a you're my girlfriend and I'm your boyfriend, you know, it kind of puts pressure. It puts a little bit of pressure under both parties simply because, you know, it's the title which, you know, like other people hear, oh, you're this person's boyfriend. Like, oh, you guys are going out. You guys are together, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. Some people like the title. Some people like the title's what makes it for them, you know?
I think one thing Lisa should ask or should find out is basically it's just communication. Talk to him. See why he doesn't want it. Just be upfront about it. Depending on his answer, like, you'll find out the answer. But also, you should also talk to maybe friends of his and see if he has been the relationship kind of guy.
Right.
And if not, then that's just how he is.
Yeah. That's it. So, yeah.
Good luck, Lisa.
Yeah, good luck, Lisa. Hope we helped. Hi, Dave. I'm really falling in love with this guy who has been one of my friends for a long time. I've let him know within the last month that I would like a relationship, but he doesn't seem to be hearing me and still treats me like a friend. One of my girlfriends says that I should get a witch or someone to cast a love spell on him so he'll fall for me. Do these things really work? The question of the day... Do these things really work? Kevin!
Well, this isn't... I really want to find out how old this person is. Because, personally, I would say that love spells do not work. This is not Harry Potter. This is not Sabrina the Teenage Witch. This is real life, and I don't think you can cast a spell on someone. I think you can charm them. Charming in the sense that charm them with your personality or looks, but there's no thing like...
bashing them out here.
Expectrum Patronum.
Expectrum Patronum.
Yeah. You know, I'm not one to, you know, ever like shun things, be like, absolutely not. You know, you never know, but I would say very good chances that the love spells don't work, unfortunately. I would say, you know, probably 9 out of 10 times the love spells don't work.
Yeah, this person's been watching too many movies like Freaky Friday.
Yeah, you know, maybe
some voodoo stuff.
You know, I'm going to tell you a little story about myself. I'm going to do it.
Tell us a story.
That relates to this person. So this person... Oh, by the way, this person's name is, where did it go? Cassie, thank you. This person's name is Cassie. Well, Cassie, Cassie, the teenage witch. No, I'm just playing. Cassie, when I was, what was I? I think like 12 years old or something. I was head over heels for this girl for like 2 years. It's like, I thought she was the most beautiful, the most down-to-earth, the coolest girl ever. Remember, I'm 12.
What's her name?
Her name was Ariel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know, Ariel. I'm just messing with you.
And I was just like this little tiny young kid with puppy love, super crush. And I used to like... Oh, this is embarrassing. I used to pretend to cast spells.
No, you didn't.
I did. I used to pretend to cast spells.
Like, behind her back? Or when you're, like, in your room alone looking at a picture of her?
No, when I was, like, in my room. I used to, like, pretend to cast spells. I'd, like, write down, like, Eken, Schnooken, Locken, Buck. Like, and I'd get, like, a stick from outside. I'd be like, Eken, Luken, Schlocken, Buck. Cast a spell. It never worked. Yeah, it never worked. Too bad. Too bad for Dave. Too bad for baby Dave.
If you guys could see the look I'm giving Dave right now.
Shut up, man. Shut up, bro.
To each his own, if you believe that you can cast a spell, try it. My belief is it's not going to work.
David,
did it work?
No.
All right, then don't cast a spell. How about you talk to them? I would think that's a better solution than casting a spell. Good luck, Cassie.
Good luck, Cassie. Hope
you help. Stop watching too much TV.
No, you know what? It is okay to watch TV. Well, I believe that certain television shows and, you know, even Buffy the Vampire Slayer, go Harry Potter.
Awesome. It's not real, though.
They expand the imagination. They add creativeness and certain things to the imagination. In the imagination. It's true. They do.
Yeah. I learned a lot from Barney.
Shut up. Just kidding.
Because I'm brushing my teeth and I don't let the water...
Hey, Dave and Kev. Hey, Dave and Kev. I want to know how to tell if a girl just likes flirting or if she's into you. There's this quote-unquote hot lady. Who's in a class with me and we always talk and she flirts a lot. Then when I act like I'm really interested, she backs off. What's that about? Thanks, Danny. Kev, you take this one. I know you've had a few experiences like this.
I have. I used to hang out with this girl for a while, and she was really into me. It took me a while to start liking her, but she was a very flirty person, and I've heard it from other people that she is a very flirty person as well. And basically,
ooh,
it
Kev,
seems...
You're so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Across the studio.
Go on.
So basically she was the kind of girl who was in it for the chase, because once I said, oh, you know what, I'm interested in you too, after like a week, then she was just done. So what I did to avoid these kind of situations, because I have met girls like this who do the same thing, who are notoriously simply flirty.
Right.
Maybe we'll make out with someone once and then be like, oh, okay, bye. I've already made out with you. Goodbye. Yeah. What I've done to avoid these situations is I will now, if I know that a girl is like this, I will take it very, very slow with her.
Super slow.
Super duper slow.
Super duper slow.
Where I have a good time. I'm flirty, but I never make a move for at least 2 to 3 weeks of seeing her.
Right.
And then you can build something from there, and a person who is naturally flirty and, like, gets what they want, like, within a week, will be very frustrated, not frustrated, but it will make them want you more.
That's true.
In a sense.
Danny, this is just something, you know, it's true. Ask any girl about this. I have for my own research. And just, you know, for my own interests, I think that it's a healthy thing for, you know, a male to be confident in, you know, his ability to speak with women. So I've asked girls, like, you know, what is it about, you know, like, a certain guy, or like, what is it about guys that keep it going? And, they say the chase. And then I put it to the test. It's true. It's like, it's a chase. It really is a chase. It's a game, is what it is. As terrible as it sounds, it's...
Well, some people are in it for the game. It's
so,
not always
no,
a game.
No, it's... I'm not saying that, like...
Everyone does
I'm not
game.
Saying that, like, it's like, yeah, like, players, like, you're the game. You know, it's not like that. It's like, you know, getting... okay, your situation, you know, a girl's flirting with you, and then when you flirt back, she's done. Right? The thing about that, though, is maybe just don't flirt back as much. Be that like cool, just like confident guy. Do not change at all. Do not change yourself in any way, shape, or form. Love who you are.
Just maybe avoid the little playfulness if you are,
you know,
like a playful flirt.
Yeah, be here, Kev. Flirt with me. Just flirt with me. This is for Danny. Flirt with me.
I don't know how to flirt like a girl. How about you flirt with me?
Okay. Oh, Kev, you're so cute. What are you
Stop
doing?
It. No, you're cuter.
Yeah, see stuff like that. No.
I'm such a bad flirt. I'm a horrible flirt.
Don't do that. Like, here, just Kevy, just be like, hey, like, you're cute. Just
hey,
cute.
You're really cute.
You put on a girl's voice. I don't believe you. I can't look at you. Put on a girl's voice and I'll do it.
Hey, you're really cute.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's like some Elvis stuff. No, but just be like, you know, if a girl's like, oh, like, you're so silly. Thanks. Yeah, like, you're cool. I mean, obviously don't say that, but like, you know, just kind of flow with it. Just don't have the first thing on your mind. Like, ooh, she complimented me. Yes.
Now I have to compliment her back.
Yeah. It's not like that. It's like, she's complimenting you, and you know, you can just take it, and then, you know, just be like, dope, you know, like, you're pretty cool yourself, but not like, you are so awesome, you are so great and so cute and beautiful. Just, you know, it's like, hey, yeah, you're cool.
I wish I could be like you.
Yeah. You know, maybe we should chill sometime.
I have a couple questions for Danny, if he is listening.
Yeah, I hope
he is. You might be overanalyzing it as well, if maybe she isn't flirting with you. Maybe, like, a lot of times, guys have the tendency to overanalyze whether or not a girl is flirting with them, interested in them. I have done it many, many times.
Right.
Where I think, oh, I think she's into me because she's always really playful and very talkative.
Totally.
But a couple questions to ask to see if she is flirting.
Right.
Would be, does she smile at you a lot? Does she go out of her way to talk to you?
Indeed.
Any you can think of, Dave?
Yeah. Does she draw attention to your mouth? Yeah. I remember reading this, like, in a study. If she, like, draws attention to your mouth or something, it's kind of like, well, that's where she's thinking, you know? That's what she's thinking. You know, also, or, you know, along with drawing attention to your mouth, is she drawing attention to her own mouth? Such as, like, ooh, this is... first time I heard this, I was like, that's quite sensual. Like, running her fingers just, like, over her lips. Just
like, putting on...
Like, almost like subconsciously. Yeah, you know, putting on lip balm or lipstick, stuff like that.
Or if she plays with her hair. Or sometimes when I feel that a girl's flirting with me, a lot of the things that I notice is she'll, like, get into my personal bubble.
Yeah.
And get, like, really close to me to talk with me.
So
or, like,
true.
Grab my arm when she's laughing. She'll be like, ah! And, like, grab me.
No, it's so true.
They get
in your space bubble.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's like, okay, get out of my space bubble. Other times it's like, you are more than welcome to chill in my space bubble.
Please chill here for as long as you want.
Let's see. Something else. If she mimics your body movements, believe it or not, it's just kind of like, you know how people, like, subconsciously pick up things from other people that, like, they admire? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. If she starts, you know, just mimicking your body movements a little bit, I don't know. obviously eye contact, stuff like that.
I'd like for, that'd be cool if a girl called in and told us how she flirts.
Yeah.
If she knows.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So call in, girl.
Call in, 323-203-0815. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We're answering emails right now. We're helping out a listener. You can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com with your thoughts, concerns, ideas, anything that's on your mind. Do it.
Do it.
Let's get to the next email. It goes, Dave, I am really shy. When I get around a group of people, I get quiet and just stand there. I don't know how to break out of being so shy. I don't know if I have a problem with my self-esteem or if I don't think I have anything interesting to say. How can I get out of this feeling? Marie. Well, Marie, being shy can be cute for a child, but as you grow up, it will inhibit you and what you are willing to do as an adult, even as far as inhibiting what you will be able to accomplish. Hmm. Will you agree?
Yeah.
Although it will be harder said than done. Here are some... No. Although easier said than... Is it harder? Is it easier? Is it easier said than done?
Easier said than done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me think about that.
Because it's easier to say it than do it.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be awesome if it was harder said than done. Like, hey, kid! It's so hard to say. Yeah, easier said than done. Yeah, so just here, you know, here's some tips on overcoming shyness and just, you know, feeling comfortable with yourself. Recognize your strengths. You got to do that. You got to know what you're putting out on the table. You got to know what first of all, you have to believe in yourself, you know. That kind of ties in with, you know, the thing earlier about, you know, confidence and, you know, just being like that, just, hey, like, what's up? You know, like, how are you? Like, not too much like, hey guys, what's going on? And at the same time, not too like, hi, how are you? You know, like, you got to find a medium. You got to be like, take it.
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing
what's
today?
What's up? How are you? You
know? My name's Kevin. I am a, never mind. I'm not
no.
going to get it.
No, but just totally like recognize your strengths, you know? Also, practice talking to yourself in a mirror.
That's what I was going to say. Because
were you?
I am
wow.
quite... I have been, in the past, a quite shy person when it comes to meeting new people, talking to girls that I'm interested in. And when I find that... well, we got another email that was kind of similar to this, where a guy was saying how... He's interested in a girl, and he can't talk to her because he thinks about it too much. And then when he talks to his other girlfriends, he's talking fine because he's not interested in them. So what I have found as of lately to help myself talk to new people or girls I might be interested in is do not have the intention or do not have the mindset that you are interested in this person
right.
while with them.
Go on.
I know that sounds kind of weird, but... when I am with a girl that I like and I just don't think about that and I'm just thinking about having a good time or talking with friends and it's literally just don't think about it before you hang out with them.
Right.
Literally, your thoughts should be don't like tell yourself you're not interested, but it helps me just I'm interested, but I'm not expecting anything. I just want to have a fun time tonight.
Right.
I'm with people, other people that I feel, or you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Just talk like a friend.
Totally.
Talk in the mirror. Practice talking in the mirror. Totally. Maybe if you have problems talking to guys and your girl or girls and your guy, ask a good guy friend or girlfriend to help you out. And just be like, hey,
this is
I need a favor. No awkwardness. Just help me out here. I really want to work on my game, work on my people skills.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. You know, another thing that you can do is listen. You got to be engaged in what other people are saying, you know, so you can like, okay, once somebody starts talking to you, once somebody, you know, engages a conversation, you listen and you really get what they're saying. And you just respond with like, oh, really? Wow. That's cool. You know, just like,
yeah.
And then like you speak back like, oh, that's really interesting. You know, I think this way, or, you know,
I have a similar story to that.
Yeah.
But, a lot of the times I find when when I was in my insecure stage, people would be talking to me and I wouldn't be focusing on what they were saying. I'd be more focused on how do I look, how I'm reacting right now? How do I look while I'm standing
totally.
Here?
And when you're doing that, you're not listening.
And basically, you think about, you get too deep into your own insecurities that you can't carry a conversation. That's simply what it is. Because if you're actually listening and like you listen, say you're driving in your car when you're alone and you have these random sporadic thoughts. Like those are the kinds of thoughts that you could talk to people about.
Right.
Like, oh, that's a really cool car. And then say you're with a friend. Oh, dude, that car is awesome. What kind of cars do you like? You know, just whatever it may be.
No, totally.
But that's because you're not thinking about your insecurities at the time and you can actually process thoughts and think different things and your mind is open.
Right.
So.
Totally.
Don't think about your insecurities.
Don't think about them. Because like the more you think about them, the more energy you put into them. You know?
Truth.
We actually have a caller on Teen Trends. We're going to see what's up. How's it going? You were live on the air, Teen Trends, with Dave and friends. How's it going?
Hey, who's this? Is this Dave?
This is Dave. Who are we speaking to?
My name's Rick.
What's going on, Rick?
Hello, hey. Rick. Doing good, man. Doing really cool, you know. I like the topic of the show today because, you know, you're talking about flirting with girls and things. And
yeah.
I think I got it nailed. I think I do pretty well.
Rick, are you the master?
Already, Rick.
Are you the master of disaster?
I don't know whether I'm the master, but master blaster, you know. No,
in more ways than one.
You know, I'll tell you. You know, the way I flirt with girls is, like if I go someplace and I'm interested in them,
right.
I kind of like stand next to them. I kind of sometimes act like the fool, you know.
Act like the fool. Wait.
In a good way.
Ricky, man.
Can we stop you there?
Can you define
acting like a fool?
Well, I try to smile. I try to be jovial with them. I try to, you know.
What is jovial?
Talk to them. Sometimes I go to, you know, bars and places where women congregate and I kind of act cool, but you know, I always notice them. Complimenting is always a nice thing, but
not over
get that all the time.
Don't over compliment, because then that's just,
oh, exactly
right.
No,
Rick,
don't over compliment.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
With all due respect, are you the type of guy that this is with all due respect, this is just out of curiosity, simply from the information that you have just given us. Are you the type of guy to, like, you know, go to a bar and, you know, get drunk and then, like, there's other...
Be a little obnoxious.
Yeah, there's other girls that are intoxicated and then you mesh together because of the intoxication, or are you, you know, the type of guy that, you know, actually, you know, like, you know, goes out and, you know, meets a girl and, you know, just tell us what type of guy you are when it comes to the opposite sex.
You know, the one thing I do, and a lot of my friends do crazy things, they get drunk and whatever. I'm always the one who's under control.
Okay.
I think that's real important.
Yeah, good.
Because I don't think women like a sloppy drunk. You know, hi, I'm Rick.
Hey,
I don't think they'd like that.
I agree.
I think the kind of women I like are the ones who stay in control and who do the best they can to present themselves well. And at a party or whatever, wherever I'm going, you know, kick back, whatever. I just think it's real cool to be cool and to be under control.
I agree with that, Rick. Personally, I've had drunk girls come up to me and try to hit on me, and I find
it... I find it so
annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when, like, well, say I'm drunk, like, oh. say I were to get drunk at a party, and I'm, like, meeting girls. I've always been the one to stay in control and not be the wild one, you know? So, if a drunk girl comes up to me like, oh, you've had some drinks tonight, and I'm really drunk, so I'm going to try talking to you, then it's just like me pushing them away.
Right.
And Rick, I have one statement for you.
I was going to say, if I don't know what kind of girls you're trying to meet, but if you were going to bars to meet women, it seems like you're not meeting the kind of woman who would be interest or not like a serious.
No, yeah. It
seems like you're playing the game a little.
You know, girls at bar and playing the game. There's no problem with that. But you know, girls. I don't know. I'm 18 years old. I've never been to a bar, but from what I've seen in the movies, from what you know, my older friends have their experiences. You know, a lot of girls in bars. I mean, there's actually no. I have been in a bar. I was one in Arizona once with my family. And that was actually really cool. That was actually a really awesome experience. I don't know where you are. I don't know about the bars there, but you know, it does sound like there can be some, you know, possibly slaggy girls at bars, you know. But at the same time, at the bar in Arizona, there was some it was just like a good energy. Like people were like watching the football game. There was like cool people there. It wasn't like a bunch of drunks. It was just it was like a bunch of like cool people. Like yes, attractive girls, but like they weren't slaggy. They were just like just wanted to go to a bar, you know?
Yeah, they're going there to have fun. You know, they're going there to meet people, to have fun, whatever. You know, but I don't normally go there to meet, you know, the one or, you know, hookups or whatever. It's just, if I see an attractive woman, I go up, an attractive, you know, girl. I'm 25, so, I just have fun with them. I try to make them laugh because, that kind of breaks the ice. And, being a little intoxicated, you know, you can have a drink or whatever, but just don't be gross. You know, don't be, you know, overly drunk because I don't think that's good I don't think women are attracted to that.
I agree.
We would agree with
that. I want to point out one thing. If you are under 21, do not intoxicate yourself. Rick, we just got to let the listeners on that one.
Teenagers do whatever they do. No,
they do. You know,
I got drunk when I was young, but you know, it's not cool.
Yeah, just
it's
be safe.
Honestly, if you do plan on drinking when you are a minor, one, you shouldn't, but say it comes around, it happens. There's a statistic that 60 to 70% of kids have gotten drunk before they graduate high school.
Eighth grade.
Before eighth grade.
Yeah.
I definitely was not in that category. I did not first get intoxicated until the end of my 11th grade at one of the school dances. But I would say that at least 90% of kids have gotten drunk by the time they graduate high school.
Right.
So parents, if you think your kid is a perfect angel, chances are they are not.
Well, not necessarily a perfect angel, but like they
have probably gotten drunk before.
They have experiences.
If you feel like your kids have not had a drink, then
it's simply about, you know, experiences and, you know, the high school experience and if you're safe about it, stuff like that. We've all talked about this before. Ricky, I want to thank you very much for calling in on TV.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Of course, thank you for your advice, Rick.
Take care, Rick.
Okay.
All right, brother. He's a nice guy.
I was. I think he's at the point in his life, though, where he's not looking for anything serious.
Yeah, totally.
Because when I'm 21 years of age, I'm probably not going to be at bars trying to pick up girls. Because
he's 25.
He's 25. But even at my age right now, 18, I'm not looking for the whole hookup flirty, thing. Like, girl to girl. Like, yeah, it's fun. I had that whole stage. But it's nicer. It's more, like, fulfilling. It's more, you know, it's more satisfying to have a special someone in your life.
Right.
I guess I'm just the long-term relationship.
No, I feel
person.
You. I kind of go through stages with that, where, you know, I'd really like something more than, you know, just a random, well, not random, but more than just like a, like, hey, you know, we've chilled for a week. I think you're attractive. You think I'm attractive. Like, sure, we'll hook up type thing, you know. But sometimes at the same time, you don't want to be all tied down, you know.
That's
well,
true.
not tied down, but like, you know, you want to have freedom. You want to be able to, you know, go do things. And
it definitely depends on the person, depends on where you are in your life.
Of course. I want to move on to the next email. Dear Teen Trends, I want to have sex with my girlfriend, but every time it comes to it, I can never get an erection. What's wrong with me, Matt? Well, Matt, believe it or not, actually, this is, you know, you're not alone. There is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of guys, a lot of, you know, young boys and older guys that are dealing with this. What you can, you know, possibly do to help yourself. Okay, well, first of all, you say you want to have sex with your girlfriend. Yeah, but every time it comes to it, you can't get an erection. What's wrong with me? Nothing is wrong with you. It could be a few things. One, it could be nerves.
I was going to say nerves.
Yeah. It could be... Okay, because here's the thing. If you can successfully, you know, masturbate, then, you know, you're...
Then you're on the right path.
Your junk is working, you know?
you're getting... It's definitely nerves. That's simply what it would be. Or, this sounds like something that you would hear on Loveline. I don't know if you guys listen to Loveline on K-Rock, but they're pretty harsh. But I'm going to lay down kind of a harsh statement. I feel bad for saying this, but maybe your girlfriend isn't turning you on.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Possibly.
Say, maybe she's... It's up to both people to get the other person aroused. It's not just like a one person.
Street.
Yeah, it's not a one-way street. Both of you guys have to be working at it to get the other person aroused. So,
It's like sex 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could either be that you are nervous, which is a definite possibility.
Possibility.
Or, on the other hand, it could be that the girl is not getting you turned on.
Right. Maybe, you know, talk to her about it if you haven't already.
Or maybe say you haven't gotten an erection and you guys really want to have sex. Maybe, like, ask her to do something that you would enjoy.
Yeah. You know, ask her to.
And then just be like, if you do something, I'll do something, you know? Just switch it off. Make sure you're... It's a two-way street.
Yeah. You know, and of course this is, you know, going to be taken in a mature manner. It's not like, oh, do this.
It's not like, oh, S my D. It's not like that. You have to be sensual about it. If it's your girlfriend that you like, you should play it off casually. Just like, you know what, babe? I don't know what Davey's laughing at.
Kev's just like... Just S my D.
I didn't want to say...
No, yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah. I would say be sensual about it. Make sure you're going about it in a romantic way. If she is your girlfriend and you really do care for her and you really do love her, I know you guys are planning on having sex, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just talk to her about it. You know, get it out in the open. Keeping something like that in, that, you know, makes it worse. It doesn't help it. Just keeping it in, and you're keeping it in. You know, talk to her about it. She's your girlfriend. She would understand.
Maybe let alone
she already knows, because, you know, if you're trying to have sex with her and this problem is, you know, coming to surface, then, you know, this is something she already knows. Talk to her about it. See what she says. Best of luck, Matt.
Maybe you should also ask your partner if she is completely ready. Maybe like,
totally.
You said you want to have sex with her, but... You never.
Yeah,
like,
I was actually thinking that.
If you guys go, like, if you guys try, maybe she's somewhat down for it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to ask yourself if you are ready. If you are truly ready, I don't know how old you are. You didn't put that down.
Yeah.
I would say if you haven't been dating this person for a long time, and you are under the age of 17 or 18, you should really consider whether or not you are ready.
Right.
Especially if you're under the age of 18.
Right.
So.
Totally. Best of luck, Matt. We're going to move on to the next email, and then we're going to take the last 10 minutes to talk about technology. I don't know. Kevin and I just thought that would be a cool topic a little bit. Asked by Stephanie, right? I had sex with my boyfriend for the first time about 6 weeks ago, and everything was fine. Since then, tried to have sex. It has hurt me too much. What should I do?
David, would you like to?
Yeah, sure, totally. I was looking at you. I thought you were going to start off this one. Well, Stephanie. Okay, so you had sex once. 6 weeks ago, everything was fine. What you didn't put down, which actually would have been, you know, some helpful information, appropriate information, was if it was painful the first time.
She said everything was fine, so probably not, but now it's
right,
hurt.
But at the same time, it is a first time type thing. Yeah. Oh, well, wait, no. It's the first time she had sex with her boyfriend. So we don't know about it. Okay. Since then, we have tried to have sex, and it hurts me too much. What should I do? You know, maybe I would say first things first, go to a doctor. You know, go to your
gynecologist.
You know, talk to him about it, because you know that is, you know, a change. That's something different down there for you, which I would say, you know, definitely get consulted by a doctor. Doctors will just, you know, they won't do you any harm. They'll help you out. They'll tell you what's wrong. And yeah, Kev, do you want to?
Also, one thing that, say, if you do want to have sex with him, I would say another thing to do is talk to your partner about taking it slower. If you do come across another sexual encounter with him, you should have him take it slower. Ease it in.
Gentle.
Don't just pew.
Gentle.
Like slam it.
Gentle.
Gentle.
Gentle time. Have romantic gentle time.
Yeah. Keep it slow. Take it very slow.
Keep it slow. Definitely.
And yeah, talk to him about it. Talk to him about how it hurts too much, and if you guys both really want to make it work, you will find a way to make it work.
Totally. Just to let you guys know, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Email me anything. Your thoughts, concerns, something that's on your mind. You could also call in live on the air, 323-203-0815. We're actually going to be switching to technology right about now. I hope we helped everybody out when it came to the emails.
Thank you guys for writing in.
Yeah, thank you guys for writing us in. That's why we're here. We're here to help. Yeah, so Kevin and I were, you know, we were talking the other day about, like, the future of technology. And we got into a discussion. And the cool thing about it is, you know, Kevin and I, like, we never, like, argue. But we, like, he had one side and I had another side.
We have debates. They're legit.
That's good. They're legit debates, too.
With facts and
yeah, we get like facts
points.
And we'll like prove a point. It's cool.
It's fun. And that's Google stuff.
Yeah, Google stuff. We do Google stuff. I posted on the Facebook page and I sent out a message to all members about the technology thing. I don't really, you know, send out messages to members about the emails, because, you know, that's why we're here. But when it comes to, you know, different topics and stuff, this is what I want to send out. And we actually got an email back from Lori. It goes, "Hello, Teen Trends. I saw your Facebook post and decided to compose an email with my thoughts on technology. Technology at work is both a blessing and a curse, so to speak. Technology has improved performance at work with faster communication via email, video conferencing, and telephone, etc. As a teacher, I can post grades that are available immediately for parents to view, track student performance on state testing, and look up ideas for lesson plans using technology. The flip side of this issue are people who abuse their access to the technology on their job, such as constant instant messaging, emailing friends, and then the individuals who view inappropriate information on the web along with the students in the classroom." Thanks, Lori. I think she's talking, because it said, and then the individuals who view inappropriate information on the web along with students in the classroom. I think she's more referring to
cheating.
I think she's referring to, you know, like kids, like texting in classroom, going in the internet on their iPhones in classroom, stuff like that, you know?
See, teachers don't like technology because it is a distraction to the classroom.
Well, as she said, there are pros and cons.
Yeah. I would say technology is nothing but a beneficial thing.
Totally.
To the human race.
You know, I would say that a big thing, which is a pro, shall we state some pros and cons, Kev?
We shall.
Oh, shall we? Let's get into that conversation that we had.
For sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, if you recall, I was saying, you know, one of the pros is accessibility. You know, communication technology has created so many electronic communication tools. These electronic communication tools have made the world a more connected place, per se.
Yeah. We connect with people better through technology, Facebook, AIM, all that jazz.
Right.
But at the same time, when you are using all these devices to talk to your friends, you kind of lose the
you lose the face-to-face communication.
Right, no, I feel you.
That is right. A big thing. Instead of maybe saying, hey, I'll meet you down the street, say you guys are kind of neighbors, hey, I'll walk 3 blocks, or you walk 3 blocks, and we'll meet up and we'll talk. Instead, you're just like, oh, I'm just going to be on my computer.
Yeah, but that's so cool.
But at the same time, I would say you lose some social skills. You can like talk to people over the internet and all that, right. But at the same time, you lose social skills like being in front of people and talking.
That's true.
That's one thing.
That's true. But you know, you still like you go to school and stuff. Like you still you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you totally like you go to school and you know you still have social skills. You still like socialize. Check this though. Mass communication. This is a pro. Think about it, dude. Like electronic communication, especially email, makes sharing information with a large group of people easy. Many businesses and academic institutions use electronic communications to send information to a large number of people. You know, think about that. You know, like the huge office buildings where like everybody's working under, you know, like 3 or 4 bosses and like they need to send, you know, one email to like 200 people at like the drop of a hat, you know,
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. But I would say, I think this is what I brought up. The other side to this would be, say someone is very computer savvy and
right.
they know how to do all that, like send emails to a bunch of people. Say there's someone who doesn't have a computer or this and that. They are left out now.
That's
now
true.
That say everyone else around them is using technology and they do not have a computer, they are left out. And you know it's I don't know. I would say that's a pretty sucky situation to be left out from this, because the world revolves around technology right now.
It really does.
So to be left out
really
is
does.
Kind of crappy thing.
That's true. I completely. That's actually a good point. But the thing about it is, you know, a lot of people do have computers these days.
They're making them cheaper, making them more accessible.
They are. They are indeed. Another pro is social relief. Check this out, guys. You know, people who are socially awkward in person can interact much easier with others through electronic communication. You know, like through chat rooms, online forums, dating websites, you know.
I've definitely gained some speaking skills from talking to friends over the internet. Once I started VChatting, I know you guys have probably heard of Izzy and Mary before. Izzy and Mary call in a lot from England. And I video chat with Izzy all the time. And ever since then, I've really started becoming more confident in my speaking skills to the females. Because
that's good.
I do feel that, like, just, like, having that divider. Like, I still see her, she still sees me and my reactions. And,
right.
But having that divider is just a little bit more comfortability for me. And I've built my social skills. And now when I go and talk to females, I'm able to have more confidence in myself.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. I feel you.
But I don't know. Technology is an excellent thing. But I do believe it can cause laziness for some people.
Okay, I will agree. I have one of our best friends on this planet.
Absolute best friend.
Kevin and I is our absolute best friend. He, he from the moment he wakes up to the moment he goes to sleep, he will be on his computer, either playing World of Warcraft or on Facebook or doing something else. You know, we do, like, get him out and stuff, and, like, we pull him out.
But we have to literally, like, pull him
but
out.
We're literally like, dude, let's go. All right, dude, 1 sec, I'm raiding. No! You've been raiding for 2 hours. Yeah, dude, I'm level 80. Kev.
Yeah, dude, I play WoW a lot, and I've been getting into it, but
yeah.
Whatever. It does make people lazy because they are too reliant on technology, but it's a good thing.
It's true.
Technology is awesome.
It's a good thing. I don't know. Future of technology, that's a whole other thing. That is a whole other thing I don't even want to get into. Guys, this has been an absolutely wonderful show. Kevy.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
I love you, David.
You're the dank. You're the greatest.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We're on every single Sunday from 1 to 2, LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Rick, for calling in and giving us your thoughts. Everybody we answered in the emails, I hoped we helped you out. You guys have a wonderful Sunday full of laughter, excitement, love, happiness, joy. Bye-bye.
Say.